USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Three Republican governors are promising to not shut down their states no matter how bad the pandemic gets. Texas Governor Greg Abbott, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, and South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem have recently made the pledge, even as cases are surging in all three states. As we continue to hear good news regarding at least two coronavirus pandemic vaccines, House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, has a message for Democratic governors regarding the vaccines.
I think they should allow this administration that did Operation Warp Speed and stop playing politics with it. We have a safe and secure, not one vaccine, but on the cusp of having three in the short time period. Dr. Slawi is not playing political games. He's been planning this and has done 14 vaccines before this. He's put the American public first.
McCarthy also saying another stimulus bill needs to be passed. This is USA Radio News.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Could an ancient mystery be determining the events of our time? Could it reveal the secret of our future? Are recent events a warning that we are approaching judgment? How much time do we have left? Author Jonathan Kahn releases the book that reveals what could not be revealed until now. His newest New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger 2, The Return, embark on an epic journey to uncover the mysteries and revelations that are changing the world and will change your life. Available online and wherever fine books are sold.
President Trump's attorneys are holding a press conference at the headquarters of the Republican National Committee. Trump 2020 campaign attorney and President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, discussing some of the claims of voter fraud. Giuliani also laying out a very clear path to a victory for the president. The nation's armed forces are helping to fight end the coronavirus. The Phase 3 trials of AstraZeneca's vaccine have begun at a handful of military medical facilities, including Brook Army Medical Center in San Antonio, where Brigadier General Shan Bagby says they're eager to help.
Our hope and our intention is that together with these other sites, we can accelerate the development of the COVID-19 vaccines.
The Brigadier General also saying their plan is to speed up testing.
In support of this whole-of-government effort to ensure safe, effective medical products are provided at a critical time to the American people.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
A new report commissioned by Deutsche Bank proposes that for individuals who continue to work from home rather than in an office, a 5% income tax should be levied to support lower-income workers who do not have an opportunity to stay home. Why is Deutsche Bank in favor of this? Certified public accountant Dan Geltrude tells USA Radio News.
Deutsche Bank realizes that taxes influence people's behavior. So when you put a tax in place, whether you agree with the tax or not, it is going to cause people to move, to react in a certain way. So Deutsche Bank's position is, at least on the surface, is to say, look, we are incurring a lot of expenses, the government is, and we have to figure out a way to offset this. Thereby, this is another way to do that.
The hypothetical tax would generate $49 billion a year in the United States, but Geltrude says,
however, the government isn't real good at putting money for its intended purpose, and it gets spent elsewhere. So, you know, Deutsche Bank obviously has a motivation which, to me, does not make sense other than Deutsche Bank wants people to come back into the office and they're planning to provide workspace for them. And if that's the case, the privilege tax would go away.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.